Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because Jesus, you shed your blood out there on the Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. Brother Griffin always does an awesome job, so I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, Grace Nurture and Grace View, Church of the Christ, and all those who
listening supporters and participants. Certainly today is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and to be glad in it. I don't know how many of you may be fishermen or personate fishermen from time to time, but could you imagine you're at your fishing hole and you have a fishing basket or a fishing basket or a bag, and you're just catching fish after fish after fish, and you're dropping them in your fishing bag, and you're just getting overwhelmed by how many fish you have caught. I mean, this is your best fishing outing you've ever had in a long, long time. So it gets to the point that you're grateful and you're generous. And then you say, well, I've got enough. I've caught enough. You have about 25 or 30 fish. And you get up, grab your fishing bag, and bring it in to shore on your boat, wherever you may be. And lo and behold, there's not one fish in the bag. You were unaware that the bag had a hole in the bottom of it. And every fish, all 25 or 28 fish you caught, they got away. They swam back to their own life of doing. And now you're wondering, after being down at the fish hole about 3 or 4 hours, what are you going to do now? Are you going to have the tenacity, the patience, the determination to sew up the hole and start fishing all again? Or will you allow disappointment and disgust to cause you to just leave the fishing hole and try it another day, if ever? Oftentimes, we as true workers in the ministry of the Lord, we go through this very moment. Over the years of preaching the gospel of Christ, you invite and you invite, you invite and you teach and you teach and you baptize and you try to disciple, train and develop. And lo and behold, just months after you've done all the 3-6 months of work and chasing to get them to get baptized and come into the Lord's church, within a month or two, they disappear on you. And then you said to yourself, look, I've given it up. I'm just going to save myself. I'm not going to go out my way and study and chase people down anymore. I've done all I could do. You know, Apostle Paul knew that this mindset was set in. Jesus knew this mindset was set in. And that's why he taught us as he did. He let us know all the challenges and pitfalls and pit holes will fall in, or the storms will come into our lives. But he designed us in such a way that we have resilience, that we can bounce back. We have the flexibility that we can bend with the toughest of challenges in our life. But not all of us believed Jesus and took Jesus at his word. But the Apostle Paul was one that did. And no doubt, if you read the book of Acts of his life, all the challenges and pit holes and potholes and things that he did, even after he come out of a world where he persecuted Christians himself, but once he's got together, once he had fully bought into Jesus Christ, Paul never looked back. Regardless of the challenges and the hard times, the disappointments and letdown and the disgusting opportunity, the disgusting situation that befall him, he never gave up. And that's why he could say in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, therefore I beseech you, brothers, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That fisherman, or yourself as a fisherman, may have experienced this. After all that toiling and patience and joy that you had in catching those 25 or 30 fish, nicest catch you ever had, best time you ever had, and now you come up empty bag. Nothing to show for all your hard labors. This would cause some people to take their fishing poles and rod and throw them all over in the lake and just take off and just come home. But we can't be that way. We can't let these things get next to us. Because if we're going to be in Christ, we got to realize that we're working to expand the kingdom. I know we're not saved by works, but we are saved to work. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 5 through 8 through 10, actually, we're told that. No, we can't earn our salvation, but our salvation, we receive it that we may work for the Lord. Verse 10 has to understand that we are built for the work of the gospel, the work of the kingdom, the work of the church, the work of salvation. We are to work out our salvation. We are to labor. That's what work means, to labor, labor in the kingdom. Christ came to redo what Adam messed up in the Garden of Eden. And he needs each and every one of us to buy in fully to his cause. You know, Acts chapter 1, verse 5, they ask this question, Lord, at this time, have y'all come to restore the kingdom of David? Christ said, not for this time or seeing that you know, but go and tarry for the Holy Ghost. And he would give you understanding the power of what you should do. And so we need to realize that Jesus don't always give us all the details, because we got to move on faith, we got to move on trust. We got to fully buy into all that Jesus is, all that he should ever be about. And yes, you will be lied on, and just sometimes as a preacher, as a Sunday school teacher, as a bus driver, as a nursery school teacher in the church, as just a person who just is a person who supports an outreach, someone in the church that's working, and things just don't happen. I know this other year, we had our youth probably more prepared for last minute than they ever been in their little lives. We had raised all the necessary funds. Oh, we had more adults involved in preparing our kids for Lance and Leaders for 2020. And lo and behold, COVID hit. And that dashed all the hope and faith, and disappointment just ran rampant through our little youth. Well, actually, the adults of the youth, they were more prepared to go to support the youth than the youth were prepared to go. And I think the parents took it harder than the youth did, because they labored so hard. And perhaps this may have been the really first time they really bought in and was all in to go and support the kids in Orlando. And to get that motivation again, it's been rather difficult, because we have allowed disgust to run rapid in our hearts. And therefore, we can't get the momentum and the motivation again because of what COVID did. COVID has devastated so many believers. And I'm recognizing this weekly, but there are those who are overcoming it, and there are those who remember that their labors is not in vain in the Lord. They are being steadfast. They are being unmovable, and they are abounding in the work of the Lord, because they realized years ago, long time ago, that their labor is not in vain. That is for naught. It went on for nothing. The fishermen worked all night long, all evening long, and he had nothing to show for it. Well, we have got to get beyond that. Yes, your intentions are what God judged in the first place. You had good intentions. You went down to the fish hole, and you did what you had to do. You baited your hook, you had patience, and you brought the fish in, and you put him in the bag. He escaped. That's not your fault, per se, because this is like when you bring folk into the church. You do all that you can do. Someone plant the seed. Someone waters, but it's God, only God, can get an increase. That's the mindset we need to possess going forward as body believers, especially those who work in the area, have interest in the area of evangelism, because that's the lifeblood of the church. So I want to encourage us all this morning to remember this. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful, but yet we'll grow weary sometimes because things don't seem to turn out the way we expect them to. We pray that you give us the strength, the tenacity, give us the time of our lives that we can enjoy seeking and saving the lost. But if those whom we've labored hard to bring to your kingdom don't remain in as you have them to, hold us not to our charge, hold us not to my conscience. Let it not be that I didn't try, that I wasn't willing to do your will, but come from my heart as I would be hurting and as I'll be downtrodden and disgusted because things didn't turn out the way I thought they would be. I'm seeking to sin and loss on your cause for your account. They are not mine, but they are yours. And so we ask you, Heavenly Father, to protect the hearts of those who do grow weary because their ministry work, working in the Sunday school, putting together fellowships, working with youth, it don't always turn out, even though they work so diligently and so hard and so tirelessly to see it through, it didn't turn out the way they expected to. Don't allow them their hearts to grow weary, but allow them to be steadfast and unmovable and always abound in the work of the Lord. This is our prayer this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it all. Now together say amen. Goodbye.